AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Barclays, and the Royal Bank of Scotland are going to pay more than $5 billion in penalties. They are also going to plead guilty to rigging world currency markets. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says currency traders at these banks formed what they called a cartel.
Almost every day, for more than 5 years, traders in this cartel used a private electronic chat room to manipulate the spot market's exchange rate between euros and dollars, using coded language to conceal their collusion.
Another bank, Switzerland's UBS, has agreed to plead guilty to manipulating key interest rates and will pay a separate criminal penalty. President Obama is at the Coast Guard Academy in Connecticut. He is delivering the commencement speech there. His message is about climate change, that it's not only bad for health and the environment, it's also a threat to national security.
Our military leaders, generals and admirals, active duty and retired, know it's happening. Our homeland security professionals know it is happening, and our Coast Guard knows it's happening.
The president says climate change jeopardizes the readiness of U.S. forces. A flash flood watch is in effect in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It was a rough night in Runaway Bay, Texas. The roof of an apartment complex was torn off. J.D. Clark is a local judge.
Talking to some of the folks that lived here in the units that didn't have the roofs removed, they were describing the change in pressure, and they knew something significant was happening.
Rescuers saved a man from a storm-flooded river after he drifted downstream about 3 miles in the dark. A mysterious space plane, an unmanned mini shuttle, launched today from Cape Canaveral in Florida. This is the fourth flight for the military research program, which is shrouded in secrecy. Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow is down 22 points. This is AP Radio News. Federal prosecutors want evidence in the George Washington Bridge lane closing scandal, kept under wraps. This involves people who worked for New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. The AP's Warren Levinson reports the evidence is supposed to be shared.
Prosecutors asked the court to put a protective order on the 1.5 million pages of evidence they have amassed in the case against two former Christie aides. They say making some of it public could disclose personal information about people who are not charged in the case.
Christie was not implicated in the case. Today in Ireland, in the town of Sligo, Prince Charles paid tribute to his great uncle, Lord Lewis Mountbatten, who was shot and killed 36 years ago by the Irish Republican Army.
For me, Lord Mountbatten represented the grandfather I never had.
In a speech today, the prince received a standing ovation. He also declared healing between Ireland and Britain is possible, even when the heartache continues. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.